It's 7:45. I'm Robert Palacios with KRWG News. Citizen science projects call on members of the community to help scientists collect data on countless subjects, including the weather. Michael Hernandez reports on one meteorological project people can take part in without leaving their backyards.
Bill Lindemann wakes up early every morning, as he's done for the past 15 years, to read a plastic rain gauge in his backyard.
This is my rain gauge, and I take off the top, and I read how much is in there. And if it's more than an inch, it goes over, and I collect it here, and then I pour it in and measure that. It's an easy job to do. All you have to do is be able to read numbers.
Lindemann, a retired New Mexico State University professor, is part of a network of volunteers who measure the amount of precipitation that falls where they live. It's called the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, or CoCoRoS for short. The nonprofit Community Science Project began in 1998 at Colorado State University and expanded to New Mexico in 2005. State climatologist and NMSU professor Dr. Dave Dubois is a state coordinator for the program.
We have about 500 active observers in New Mexico, and on a good day we have about 100 in Doñana County. So there's quite a bit. On an average day, we get maybe 50, 60 here in Las Cruces. So we have a nice community of observers.
To be an observer, participants sign up on the CoCoRoS website, where they can buy an official rain gauge and register for trainings online or in person. While anyone can join, Dubois says the average observer is a retiree with the time and enthusiasm to collect data at 7 each morning. Volunteers submit that data to the website, which maps precipitation levels in cities and counties in all 50 states. Since it's available to the public, everyone from farmers to hydrologists to insurance adjusters use CoCoRoS. People like Connor Denhart, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in El Paso, which monitors 8 counties across far west Texas and southwest New Mexico. He says many researchers use CoCoRoS to understand drought and flooding.
We have this data used by city managers as well to better understand snowpack and river levels and just basically how precipitation varies throughout the southwest United States. And it's also for us to better provide warnings, so it helps with our lead time for severe weather warnings and flood warnings.
Denhart says the data is most useful during the summer monsoon when thunderstorms strike. Because rain doesn't fall the same everywhere, he says the density of volunteers across southwest New Mexico helps the National Weather Service better understand where precipitation lands. As a soil science professor, Lindemann says he's interested in monitoring weather to study issues like crop growth and soil productivity. Through CoCoRoS, he's also found out how fickle rain in Las Cruces can be.
Well, one thing that you'll find out, when it rains in your backyard and you get half an inch of rain, it might not rain a half a mile from you. And one of the things I've learned is how variable the water is, the rainfall is, over like the city of Las Cruces, from one inch on one end of town to dry in the other. So it's highly variable, and I didn't appreciate the variability until I was in the CoCoRoS system.
Lindemann's rain gauge is dry on this day's reading, but both Dubois and Denhart say recording days when there's no precipitation is just as important as days there is.
What we're trying to measure with CoCoRoS is not only rain totals and seasonal totals for precipitation, but also drought. So measuring zeros tends to really help with that and identify problem areas where we can better forecast drought in the future.
Denhart says observers who continue to participate in the program aren't just recording their daily weather observations, they're building a climate database of their location. That can help them understand the difference between weather and climate. As the saying goes, climate is what you expect, weather is what you get. In addition, Dubois says coordinators at all levels are on the lookout for errors to ensure readings are accurate. He says there's still a lot of ground to cover and gaps to fill across New Mexico, especially between urban areas. While new observers are always welcome, Dubois says CoCoRoS is just one of many citizen science programs around.
We're just taking part in, you know, measuring precipitation. There are other weather citizen science programs out there that complement what we do. So we major in precipitation. That's our focus. And we do it pretty well. And that's kind of our goal is to have fun and actually take real data.
For Lindemann, the value of taking part in CocoRoz is the fact that he's part of an entire network contributing to weather and climate science on a national scale.
Not just Las Cruces, not just New Mexico, but the whole country. And so I can get my computer in the morning, and I can see how much and if it rained in Bowling Green, Kentucky, or in Miami, Florida. And so I think that's very useful, not only from an agricultural standpoint, but from an environmental standpoint, and then just your personal life.
Kentucky and Florida may get more rain, but when it comes to enthusiasm for science, there seems to be plenty in New Mexico's forecast. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.